Hi again, Medical Education Podcast listeners. This is Kevin Eva, the editor-in-chief of the journal. We have the pleasure today of speaking with Neville Chiavaroli, one of the authors in our State of the Science issue for January 2017. This year, rather than building our State of the Science issue around a particular content area, we decided to build it around methodological issues and issues of relevance to the field in terms of the research that we're doing and the way that knowledge is growing. Neville's paper is entitled Knowing How We Know, An Epistemological Rationale for Medical Humanities. I enjoyed reading this paper and thinking about it in part because it is an indication, I think, of how our thinking about research methods is informing our thinking about curricular design and medical education and vice versa. So I will introduce Neville now as a senior lecturer in medical education at the University of Melbourne. Thank you, Neville, for taking the time to chat with me today.
My pleasure, Kevin. Very good to talk to you.
Yeah, this is a very interesting paper I found, in part because, as I said, it does cross some boundaries that makes it very intellectually stimulating and a bit of a challenge to start thinking through how do we use concepts that are commonly talked about in one domain in another domain. But before we get into any of that, I feel absolutely compelled in this instance to point out that, in my experience, one of the words that makes people shudder and perhaps go running for the hills most quickly is that word epistemology. I don't know if it's just because it's so many syllables or something else, but it is something that people really do struggle with if they're not born and bred in a philosophy background. Can I start, therefore, by asking you to define the term and let our listeners know how you'll be using it?
Sure, and I probably shared some of that reaction when I first started coming across the term myself. From a philosophical perspective, I guess people define it's really the theory of knowledge, especially in regards to looking at the methods and the validity, the scope of that knowledge. But I'd probably use it in a weaker sense, I think. From my perspective, it helps us focus on what it is that we know, how we come to know it, and how we know that we know it, and most importantly from an educational perspective, what are the implications of our approach to knowledge? For example, what are the things that we don't value as knowledge because of our hidden epistemology? The other way of thinking about epistemology is the way several of the articles I reference in my paper talk about it, simply as a way of knowing. How do we go about knowing the area that we profess or practice in?
Right. Well, and so it obviously speaks to there being a bit of an introspective lens that one is turning on themselves and on their field in terms of how we decide whether or not we believe something or understand something. Is this something that you've identified as being a struggle for people working in the humanities? What prompted you to turn that lens on the way that we're teaching in that domain?
The longer answer is that my own background, which started off as a physiotherapist, and then working a number of years clinically, I was starting to feel that I was well-trained but not necessarily well-educated. I then went back and did a humanities degree because it seemed to me that that was going to explain and help me understand the way the world worked, especially in the context of healthcare, better. And then by the time I'd finished that and looking to return to full-time work, I'd sort of moved on from clinical practice and felt education seemed to hold the attraction for me of a way of bringing all those things together. So working in medical education, it seemed to me that a lot of people were thinking and talking about what the humanities could bring, but they tended to be what I've referred to as instrumental in their approach, where they'd say, well, we can use the humanities, maybe we can improve observation skills through art, for example, or empathy through the study of literature. And the trouble with that is that it means you have to try to fit it into a very crowded curriculum, and it's very hard to dislodge elements that are already in there. When I started looking at some of these articles I referred to, it seemed that the common element, which was they treat the humanities as something which is really constitutive of the way that clinicians think and practice. It wasn't something that you add on to practice, but it's actually part of thinking clinically.
What does that mean, though, in terms of the implications for how one would incorporate something like humanities into a curriculum? Presumably there are still activities that are going to take up time, and there presumably is still going to need to be some sort of explicit reflection on how this way of knowing or way of thinking might be different in medicine compared to other places. Maybe it's too early in this conversation to get to that issue, but I'm wondering what changed for you when you started thinking of the humanities in this way?
I guess I could see that we try to teach our students to think clinically through different approaches, clinically, bedside teaching, for example, or even through some of our tutorials, which we based on clinical cases. But what seemed to be happening was we weren't drawing on the disciplines that had expertise in particular areas. So, for example, if we think about empathy again, there seems to be an approach that empathy is simply about communicating your concern to the patient or being able to deliver bad news in a sympathetic way. But from my perspective, in looking at it through a humanities lens, it seemed to me that empathy was much deeper than that. It was actually having the perspective and the understanding of how to get at the patient's perspective. And if it's not clear, knowing when to ask and how to ask the questions and how to delve into that, or to give the patient time to explain that and to sit with some of the contradictions that come out through that. And it seems that humanities disciplines are perhaps better placed to help students understand that those contradictions and to heighten, to focus on the experiential rather than necessarily the logical and the deductive. So I think that those the humanities disciplines can give students space to practice those skills and in a way which is fundamentally central to clinical practice, not just as an additional nice to have.
Right. You raised the common phrase in your paper about the art and science of medicine and criticize the treatment of that balance as being overly generic and perhaps putting humanities in the wrong position when it comes to how is it going to support medical education and the objectives that are set out. Can you give our listeners a quick preview of how you think we should be thinking about the art and science of medicine instead of just passing it off as being sometimes based in technical rationality and sometimes based in other forms of knowing?
Yeah, my experience has been that it's an axiom, isn't it, that medicine or clinical practice is art and science. And I think when we say the art, we're thinking about those intangible elements that don't seem to follow logically. We gather all the data we need during an interview or during investigations, but sometimes there's that intuitive sense that something else is going on that which we can't quite name. And I think clinicians recognise that as an important part of clinical practice. I think the humanities, and especially an epistemological approach to the humanities, tries to make more explicit what it is that art, an intuitive aspect, is getting at. And from my perspective, it seems to be picking up what is contextual in a particular doctor-patient encounter, what is particular to that particular person's experience of illness, as opposed to what is general and generalizable, which is absolutely essential when it comes to apply scientific reasoning to clinical practice, but it always occurs within a particular context. And I think scientific reasoning doesn't necessarily attune us or students to appreciate that particular context or to look for particular cues or ways of understanding or even sitting with the contradictions or the aspects that are not clear in that encounter. So I think what I'm trying to do in the paper is to make that art aspect of clinical practice more explicit and to draw on not only other articles that have gone into greater detail of that, but also in terms of, from an educational perspective, how can we reinforce those aspects that get termed the art of medicine.
In picking up on that word reinforcement, I want to ask you next about two things. We've already talked a little bit about the practical implications and way of thinking about how practice might change if one adopts the perspective you're expressing here of using epistemology. But can I ask you to say a bit more, if you think about your life as a medical educator day to day, has putting this lens on the humanities changed anything in the way that you practice? And the follow-up to that, the reason I was pairing the two things is I found myself wondering, what are the implications for the research that we do about the role of the humanities when we start thinking about it from an epistemological rationale?
Let me answer first of those questions, and I'll confess to being a little bit worried that you would ask me that, because what I've done in the paper is draw together my understanding of the literature, particularly for the state of the science issue in January. That doesn't necessarily mean we're doing it. And talking to other medical humanists, a similar thing seems to occur. There's a big lag between what we think we should be doing and what is current practice, I think, in medical education. And there are many reasons for why we're not doing it. And perhaps, I guess my perspective is, one of the reasons is that we're thinking of it, medical humanities, as something which is nice to have as part of medical education, but not essential. I believe when we look at things epistemologically, and if we recognize there are elements of clinical practice which can be traced back to the way the humanities views the world, that in fact, looking around and curricula, I can see places where we could do more with it, but for various reasons, not happening. And I suppose the most obvious example to me is in PBL cases where we build the cases as authentically as possible and we try to build in a lot of the appropriate medical elements and quite explicitly it's about integrating their bioscience learning. But I don't think we give enough attention and space and time for students to work through the contextual elements of those cases, which we spent so much time building into it. It's as if we'll get to that if we have time, but inevitably we never have time because there's so much bioscience to work through. I'm not sure if that's an adequate answer to your first question, but that's probably the best I can do at the moment.
No, that's great, absolutely. And I think it really does speak to the claim you make late in the paper about the humanities being about what it means to think like a doctor.
Yeah, sometimes I find if I try to step out of my immediate context, which is surrounded by doctors and medical educators, and I think what would a patient expect from a doctor, I would think that they certainly expect them to bring enormous depth of understanding of bioscience. But then there seems to me a whole other area that also needs to accompany that and to almost provide a filter for that science, and that is understanding the patient in their context and what the illness means to them. And I guess patient-centered medicine picks this up, how to work with the patient in finding the best management approach. I mean, that certainly is addressed during clinical training as well. But there again, it sometimes can be more practically focused rather than looking at some of the theoretical aspects, which are also important to understand from a doctor's perspective. I think that Cooper and Dayon's paper, which was also in medical education a few years ago, is a terrific example of how that kind of thinking leads you to rethinking the curriculum and making different decisions about what should go into the curriculum.
And so let me come back then to thinking of this as a way of knowing and thinking of the humanities as representing what it means to think like a doctor. One of the ways in which people think like doctors is to try to think through what information can we draw upon in some meaningful way? What information and evidence do we need to make sound decisions? And so maybe for my final question, I'll ask you to reflect a bit on what are the implications of this line of reasoning for the research that we are doing, or perhaps the research that you think we're missing the boat on by not having attended to it sufficiently.
I mentioned in the article a couple of potential applications in the way we teach and understand empathy and as being communication driven as opposed to understanding the patient's perspective. And I also reference a couple of clinical reasoning skills. But how will this approach change medical education? I think the most important aspect is, and several of the authors recognize this, that medical education is fundamentally meant to be transformative. We are educating medical students to become professionals in a particular area. And I think part of that transformation is giving space and time and guidance, disciplinary guidance where necessary, to think of these context-specific aspects of the patient encounter and to bring those in to our clinical practice, not as afterthoughts or not as things that are nice to have, but that are fundamental to the quality of care that the patients will receive. So again, it's drawing on the humanities methods, the content and the perspectives at the time of learning about particular diseases or particular clinical approaches so that it becomes integrated in practice sooner. I don't doubt that medical students, once they hit the clinics, most of them will learn this, but I guess the question is what harm is done not only to patients along the way, but also to their own sense of professional development. From what I've read and heard speaking to young doctors, there is a very difficult period where they're trying to make sense of not only applying their bioscience knowledge, but also what it means to be a doctor. Now, I think we could address that earlier and draw on the humanities to help us do that.
That's actually a very nice note for us to end on. I think the paper does have the potential to really be transformative in terms of the way that we're thinking about humanities and its incorporation. And thank you for giving us the space and the time to think about it and the challenge you've put before us. I think it will be quite engaging for many of our listeners. I'll just finish by reminding people that I've been speaking with Neville Chiavaroli from University of Melbourne about a paper entitled Knowing How We Know, an Epistemological Rationale for the Medical Humanities that will be released in Medical Education in January 2017. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you again next month as our 51st volume continues. Thanks, Neville.
Thanks, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.